Father, we thank you. We exalt your name, Jesus, for all you have done for us. We give you praise, Lord, for bringing us together again to hear and to learn from your feet. Jesus, we ask that you be lifted up in this place. We ask, O God, that you will speak to us. You will reveal yourself to us. We'll never remain the same. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, you are the teacher, the greatest teacher. We ask, O God, that you will speak to us expressly. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. He said, it is the Spirit that giveth life. He said, the flesh profiteth nothing. He said, the word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Lord, we are open to receive, O God, this word of life that is able to build us up and establish us. Paul was speaking. He said, I hope to come to you shortly that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end that ye may be established. Lord, we ask, O God, that there shall be release and outpouring of the river of life, that none here can go back home dry. We shall be filled with your very life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can you have your seat? Celebrate Jesus once again. Hallelujah. There is a song in my spirit I want us to quickly, you know, sing. As Mama was just leading us in prayer, that song, you know, was dropped. You great, yes you are, Holy One. You walked upon the sea, you raised the dead. You reign in majesty, Mighty One. Everything we think about you is You are great, yes you are. Everybody sing, Holy One. You work a God, you walked upon the sea, you raised the dead. Jesus, you reign, you reign majesty. You are some God. Everything, everything, Lord, everything. About you, oh, He's great. Oh, you are great, you are great, you are great. Yes, you are. Oh, Lord, Holy One. Oh, you walked upon the sea, you walk upon the sea. Yes, you raised the dead. Oh, you reign, Lord, you reign. the deep soteria concerning salvation. And last week we were able to take a look at something very essential and important, and that's the legal and the vital work of salvation. So we were able to establish so many foundations last week, and by the grace of God, I'm going to build on that this morning before we go. We have just a few minutes to go, but I trust God that He will communicate His mind, His will to us before we leave this place. The Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 1, the Bible says, "He that believe in me, the work that I do, he will do." It's a greater work than this, you shall also do, because I go to my Father. There is a reason for, you know, the death and the resurrection of Christ. And if we don't have understanding of this as we ought to, then we cannot maximize fully the essence of salvation. The reason why He has done all that He did. Let's quickly open our scriptures to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And then we are reading from verse 45 as we move together. I want to celebrate God in the life of my mother, my father. If you ask me, I will say that we should be at Ogun State by now. Thank you so much. We are so grateful. Celebrate God in the life of Mommy and Daddy Adams. Thank you so much for coming. God bless you. Hallelujah. Are we there? Can we read together, everyone? He said, "As so it is written, the first man, Adam, was what? A living soul. And the last Adam was what? Was made who? A quickening spirit." A quickening spirit. The first one was made what? A living soul. And the second Adam was made what? A quickening spirit. Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. Don't leave this place. Genesis 2 verse 7. The scripture says, "And the Lord made man out of the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." So the ability to continue to exist as a man came when the Lord breathed on man. But because of the sin in the Garden of Eden, the dark night was taken, and the scripture says man became spiritually dead, and there was no interaction, no fellowship, nothing of God can be expressed through him, because he was dead. And because he was dead, everyone that came after them became sinners. And they are sisters, because if a baby boy is giving birth to a spirit, he must take the step of believing what Jesus has done before the righteousness of God can be imparted or imputed unto such people. Did you get my point? Yeah, it must happen. So immediately man sinned in the Garden of Eden, everyone. Everyone that appeared after that experience became sinners. So Adam was made a living soul. Then the last one was made a quickening spirit. So we were dead as a result of the sin of Adam. Dead in sin. Now I said something last week that if you make mention of a language like, this person has resurrected, that means the person must have been dead. So Jesus was made a quickening spirit. He's a giver of life. So encounter with him, release the life of God into us. I said, what do you do with life? What's the difference between a dead man and a man who is living? So the legal work of salvation settled our sin, crushed our sin on the cross.
gave us access
to the presence of God. John 14 verse 6, the scripture says, he said, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So no one comes to the Father except through him. Except through him. So we receive his divine life for a purpose. If a man is dead, there are certain possibilities. Not possible, not certain. All, everything about the hope, everything has been dashed. Because he has a leg, he can't even use it, he has a eye, he can't even see. Beautiful body, handsome, but yet he could not do anything again. If you give food to a man who is dead, will he be able to eat? No, he can't even interact with the society and all. So you can say that such man is dead. Any man who is dead and yet is still interacting with the society is not dead though. Do you understand? So for you to say that a man is a part of the characteristics you see in such person is that the person we have all the, you know, necessary quality of a man, yet it's not functioning again. So you can see the hand, but he cannot lift the hand again. You can see the head, he can't lift it again. Do you understand? So if you now say that this man is back to life, part of the things you must see is his ability to continue to respond and interact with the society. Am I right? Are you getting what I'm saying? So now, if you have been translated from the kingdom of darkness, if the last Adam has come to quicken you, he has not come to quicken you so that you can remain stiff and static on a point. And that is what we call the vital work of salvation. There is a legal part. That one, you are not the one who has given you, you are not the one who actually made that happen. You didn't save yourself. I said it, that by grace you are saved through faith. It is not of your own power. It is not a work, lest any man should boast. So his grace has saved us. So we are being quickened by his grace. It is called a legal work. It is called a substitutionary sacrifice of Christ. He died on your behalf. He resurrected. So when he resurrected, you are the one who resurrected. He was beaten, bruised. All those things happened to him and happened to you. Because he took your pain and your sins upon himself. And he paid the ultimate sacrifice. You know, he represented us. Jesus was man. So he was one of us, so he represented us. He was here. He represented us and he gave all. So everything that happened to him happened to us. So on the account of his suffering, we receive justification. And then now, the vital work of salvation talks about how we now respond to what he has done. So we were quickened back to life by his grace and by his spirit, by his help, by what he has done. Now that we have been quickened, what is expected of us? So I said, when we were dead in sins, there are certain possibilities that you don't need to think of, you see manifest in your life. You don't want to fornicate, you just find yourself doing it. You don't want to, you know, cause others, you just find yourself doing it. So you see a young boy, small boy, no, 1 year, 2 year old, saying some rubbish thing like, who taught you all this one? Because the nature is dead. I said, this matter is a matter of a nature. So when Jesus died, the nature of sin was destroyed. The nature of God has been impacted into you. So what are the things that the nature of sin enabled you to achieve? When you were dead, there are certain things that you were able to do that even without thinking about it, naturally you do it. Some people said, I met a lady when I was in Calvary, she said, I can't do in a week without fornicating. He said, I don't know what is wrong with me. Even if brother is not coming after me, I will look for them and go to their house. After sleeping with me, I will now feel like, what am I doing? That's the nature, the dead nature in man. That is, those are part of the possibilities. Things that, you know, they are unable to control it because it was a nature. So if you are trying to say, don't do this, don't do this, you are only trying to cut the leaf and not address the root. So what Jesus did legally was to uproot that nature from us and impart it to us, the nature of God. So vitality came in. What we call, when you say in the medical life, they call something vital signs. If you rush anybody to the hospital, one thing they will do is not to first of all administer drug or what,
What they will do is to check what? The vital signs. And they will know if this person is still alive or is dead. Because I don't know how you can give drug to someone who is dead already. So help can still come if you can still find life in the person. You can check, you know that, okay, this person is breathing well, the pulse, everything is all right. You can confirm life. So when you say the word vitality means that which, you know, makes a man living. It's like what guarantees the existence of anybody. So we were quickened for a reason. So if when I didn't know God and I was dead in sin and I was functioning without any struggle, you always struggle when you want to do something that is correct. But as far as wrongdoing, stealing, fighting is concerned, you can do all these things without premeditating it. You know, I observed something when I was on campus that I can be so active sometimes. You are just so active doing other things, probably chatting. But anytime you take your book, you feel like sleeping. After 5 minutes, you are gone. But let's call or whatever. I want to do a struggle. You can be very much alive throughout the night doing it. Because what has happened to us is strange. That makes you to be very active in the wrong thing. And in the things that could help you, you are not active. So the nature of sin actually, you know, reduced man to nothing. So you continue to function as mere men. He created also that we can dominate. No man can dominate without action, without expression. So the legal aspect of salvation settled our sins. So not by work, not by our own righteousness, it was by his own grace. Now the vital work of salvation is that which set us in motion. So the righteousness of Christ was imputed into us by virtue of the substitutionary sacrifice. Now you are alive. Then if you are still living as one who is dead, then something is wrong. Probably you have not received that divine life. But when you were dead, it was so difficult for you to operate, and you know, you have idea of good things, but you can't do them. You know that this is what I should do to be great, but you are not doing it. You know I should be talking to my God. There is always this vacuum in a man seeking for interaction with the divinity, but too difficult for you to express. You know, that is why if you see those who have gone so deep in the world before they were saved, if you see a converted Muslim who is not a pastor, you will see the difference. They don't operate like ordinary pastors. They knew where they were coming from. They were dead in sin, indeed. And they have engaged the other world. So coming to this place with the divine life in operation in them, bam, vitality comes in. And they continue to operate. They can't even say it. Have you ever experienced it before? That you don't feel like praying ordinarily, but you continue to feel that urge. You want to sleep. Sleep is not coming. Something is saying, pray, sir. It is the activity of the divine life. It shows that you are very much alive in him. So the life we have received is not just that which should make a man sit down and feel you are just good. Do you understand? If you look at the life of Paul, he was enemy of the gospel, doing everything under his ability to stop the move of the work. But as soon as the light shone on him, in Acts of Apostles chapter 9, as soon as he received the light, the nature immediately changed, and the nature of God was impacted. And you could, everywhere in the scripture today, you could see exactly what the vital work of salvation is all about. Especially when you consider the life of Paul very well. You can now hear him say, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. The life I live now, I live by the faith in the Son of God who died for me and gave himself for me. You can hear words like, it is Christ that works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Philippians 2:13. It is Christ that works in us both to will and to do and of his good pleasure. God working in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. No longer I that live, but Christ that live in me. He said, the life that I now live. So not just claiming I am the righteousness of God in Christ, and you are doing nothing. Honestly, Christ has not died so that we can just be saved and go to heaven. The work of salvation has not been completed if all you claim is just on the legal access that you have to him. There is a vital work of salvation, and that sets us in motion. Now, when you were dead in sin, you were sinning uncontrollably. I used to tell you my story, how my mommy will beat me. I will still go to the pot, pack meat and eat it, sometimes replace it with stone, so that at least they won't have to metabolize rotty. He will beat me and beat me. You must change. I will cry and cry. Nothing was changing in me. I didn't like it because each time I want to do that, she will always catch me. I said, Ganya, come here. Go to the OT. Boy, lie, man. Open your mouth. And she will always miss something there. I came and last sweet, Motimo, Lopira. You know, a lot of things. I don't know. She now caught me and I said, I've been beating you. So that I will not just kill you. Why are you doing this thing? And I look at her. I said, I don't know. Say, okay, tell me, how do you used to feel anytime you see something that doesn't belong to you? Well, you know it doesn't belong to you. And truly, I used to feel somehow. Let me explain to you. If I see this book, like, I just like, something will just tell me, you know this book. Take it now. Something will tell me, but it's not your own book. Human instinct will tell you, this one is not correct because of you. But I will say, I will not pick it. It's not my thing. I will be going like this. I will turn the guy and say, I will not pick it. My hand will be going there. You don't get it. But I say, I will not steal meat today. I will sit down. I will be meditating. Where I am, I will be opening the pot. Something will be telling you, I won't pick it. Today I will not eat meat. It's not my meat. My mommy will beat me. I won't experience rest until I'm able to take 2 meters and swallow it. So after eating it, I will feel like, if mommy will come today and shake this thing and all this, not good. I will now, after doing it, my eyes will be open. These are the things that that accompany that nature of death. But now that I'm in Christ, do you know that this is a payback time? That is why I love Paul so much. The devil used him very well. But when he came back and the divine life entered, he became a strange man. Anywhere he entered, the gospel must be heard. The devil was afraid of his vitality, his existence, so much that separately they even caught him and said, this guy, we don't know. They kept him in the jail, in the prison. Right in the prison, he was still expressing that divine life. Because nothing can stop this life. It is the life of God. It will always flow out. So right in the prison, he was writing letters to different churches. So pain, hunger could not even hold him back. He said, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Is he hunger? Is he lack of money? Is he pain? He said, nothing shall separate us from the love of God. So you feel you don't have money, that is why you are not living the way you ought to live. Even when you don't have money, and the nature of death was very much active in you, do you need to have money to go and toast a lady and see sleep with the lady? Even when you don't have money.
And not that you don't have money, but yet you have the divine life. Why don't you live it?
Said if the spirit that raised Christ from death comes upon you, said the same spirit that raised him from death shall quicken your mortal body. So you are not quickened to sit down. A man who is quickened is always in motion. In motion. In motion. So you are not just saved to go to heaven. You are saved to be an extension of the kingdom of God here on earth. And so that what God will do, if is the one presently on earth, should be what you should be doing. Functioning by the dictate of heaven. He said our conversation is not of this earth, but is of heaven. If our conversation is of heaven, then you continue to live heaven on earth. That's the expectation of God for every believer. He said in whom we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. Say by whom he has abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence. All these have been done and sealed. So just like by the sin of one man, sin was impacted to you, every generation. So by the righteousness of one man, we have become righteous. As soon as we believe, then the divine life has been given to us. So we are now expected to function just as he will function. So don't just always claim the legal part of salvation, and yet you are being crippled in other areas. So we are not just saved, like receive salvation, or we are just saved so that we can be saved. I am saved. I am holy. Now, just like when death came, he didn't just come so that you are just yourself and you can still do what is correct. He came and altered your way of life and your operation. Even though you have been blessed in God, and God made you in his image, that sin nature ridiculed you to something else. You know what it means? That God came in Genesis chapter 6. The Bible says, it got to a time that men were sleeping with men. Not only that, men were sleeping with animals. What you call lesbianism, gay, bestialism, or what do you call it? Is there anything like that? All those things started long ago. It was as a result, it is called the dead works. It's as a result of this thing. God came and said, he repented him that he created man in his image. That the activity of man was so terrible that God himself came. He said, I created you in my image, and you have suddenly turned to be this. If only you will understand the power of salvation, what Jesus has done, Kai, you will be too brutal for the enemy. You are now born again, you have the divine life. You will do terrible things in righteousness. So much that the devil too will appear and say, If I had known, I wouldn't have crucified the Lord. I wouldn't have crucified Christ. So by crucifying him now, these people can live in a dangerous way like this. That you stretch your hands, you see healing happen. That you see the blind, see the eyes of the blind be open. That you enter into a territory and preach the gospel to them and people submitting to Jesus. And he's trying to stop the operation in that environment. And Elizabeth is in the other room. And he's also causing havoc. You two know it's the assignment of the devil from the beginning. Say, where are you coming from? He said, I'm coming from nowhere. I'm running to and fro. And I said something to the devil when I got to that verse of the scripture. You keep running and running. Because now we are many.
In the olden days, in the Old Testament time, the Holy Spirit will always, you know, just come visit few men that have been selected, and after the work, he will depart.
But now, by the sacrifice of Jesus, we now carry God individually. Are you getting me now? God now have rules in us. He said, for your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So you are a carrier of the divine life. You are a carrier of God because you have the Holy Ghost in you. He said, he that believe in me, the work I do, he shall greater works you shall do.
So you have God, you have the Holy Ghost, you have God, you have the Holy Spirit, you have the Trinity all in you. So anywhere you go now, you keep manifesting. And as you keep manifesting, the devil is trying to look at you, monitor this person. But yet, the thing is spreading. Because as you go to that street too, you're able to, you know, as you move into that your street, you're able to locate 10 people. And you are quickly, preach Jesus to them, the divine life released to them. They too will spread, divine life released to them. The devil should not sleep. If you have the divine life and the devil is resting in your environment, then you are not glorifying Jesus. You are not glorifying him. The disciples could not point to a particular place as their family or their home after their experience in the upper room. They all left that upper room and went to the streets. From one place to another, they expressed that reality. It was so tangible, it was so strong. So this is a part of salvation you must understand, that you have been saved to reveal Jesus everywhere you go. So don't join the people who say, I have the righteousness of God in Christ, and they will be sleeping with sisters in their street. You receive divine light to populate the work of the devil. And in the normal way, when you were still dead in sin, you could not do that. You could not function in righteousness. You could not do the work of righteousness. You could not do anything to exalt Jesus. Now you are in him. You are still living in the old way. Not because you are not saved, but there is no consciousness, no understanding of what has happened to you. That indeed you have been quickened from death so that you can function. A man who is alive is not better it's not better than a dead man if he's alive and he's not giving expression to all his potentials. So you can be alive and be walking about and you are just fruitless. Nothing can be pointed to in your life as reason why you are living. You should live every day, as though that is the last day that you have to live. And that is why you can deliver tangibly. If you see the son or the child of the devil, you will know it without them introducing themselves. If all people can see about you is that I am a member of Living Potter's Assembly, Jesus Christ has saved me, then you are wrong. The Bible said they saw them in Antioch. They didn't advertise themselves. They were termed Christian. See, these people are living like Jesus. They must have, these people must have been with Jesus. They took notice of them. They have been with Jesus by virtue of the manifestation of the divine life in them. Is a vital work of salvation. Can you celebrate Jesus, everyone? Just celebrate him in the spirit. Pray, just celebrate him. Marcos Kipa Labadesa. Ellen Lusafa Gishkara de Sosa. Empacos Kitaba. Letu Sisa. Ekro Sabi Karabada. Alato Sekabada. Ikopela Susisa. Endusi Kobregra. Letu Sipata. Arabakota Beko Seketaba and Lucia Makobe Akozikata Abako Seka Bako Kataza and Koprena Broske Lupiata and Pa de Sosi Kabara de Kaba and Gopako Seka Bakakatoko Bakata Arabako Kopreko Kopekatiza and Luziza Agrade Zosovi Abra Agreskuse. Empatosia para anglosica valeta adesusa pake la bateza akobaka kabako sekekekekekato eraba robra kobeko kosekeko prekekata irododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododododod
Lord. Before we close, what I'm saying is that our Lord is not just interested in saving our soul. He's interested in reorganizing the physical order. He's interested in taking the word for himself. Now he can't come down and do it. But the only way through which he can achieve this work is by saving us, so that we can become an extension of him here on earth. So that his kingdom can be physically established here. And invisible. Not just getting that, but can effect this change and affect the physical order of things in the world. So if we keep our salvation to something that has happened to our spirit and not find expression in our actions and our disposition, we are of all men mysteries. You will understand why Paul says, woe unto me if I will not preach, if I will not talk about Jesus. They told me, they don't speak in his name again. In Acts of Apostles chapter 4. And they said, judge between us. Who should we speak of? We can't speak of him. We will never but discuss, speak of those things which we have said and acted. The Bible said they went back into their company and they prayed. The Bible said the Holy Ghost came upon them and they received boldness. They went to the city to continue the preaching. So the essence of the church is not so that we can come in and make ourselves happy and rob ourselves at the back. We are here to revive. As we go to the streets again, we can break every angle, every environment. In your place of work, reveal it. Everywhere you go, reveal it. That is how to be the church of God. As individual, we are the temple of God. We are the church of God. So our coming together is to fellowship. And so we fellowship in good back, in baptism. The word with the Jesus that you carry. This is the vital work of salvation. If you are not expressing this, you are not maximizing all that Jesus died for. Are you getting it? Can we rise to the presence of God?
Right now, Father,